One of the big things we cover on the show quite a bit is that gray line of what is and what is not considered cheating on 99.7 DJX. I happened to be on Reddit the other day, and I ran across this thread. Why do you laugh?
You spend a lot of time.
I do spend a lot of time on Reddit.
In the dark corners on the internet. Okay, you're Reddit. This is going to be great.
And it was a thread about what counts as cheating.
These are people right now that's trying to see how much cake they can eat.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. And
have
just,
their cake and eat it
and
too.
I think I want to say I'm looking at a lot of these responses and I'm like, you know what? These should be obvious. But I've compiled like the most, I guess, popular responses.
So this
on
is
this
like
thread.
A top 10 list of is it cheating? Yes or
I mean,
no?
Yeah, I mean, I guess not officially, but like these are what some of the responses were.
Let's work through them.
Okay, so what would it be considered cheating? Sending heart emojis, compliments, or inside jokes to someone in a romantic way?
Do you think they're attractive? Is there flirting going on? Is it actively flirting?
So like if you grabbed or you saw like your boyfriend or husband's phone and you saw him sending texts to some rando name in his contact list.
Jessica.
She sounds
hideous.
Yeah. And there were heart emojis, and like they were talking about some stuff that you didn't understand. It was like a little inside joke. Is that considered cheating?
I wouldn't like it.
Yeah.
I'd question it.
Yeah. Question.
I'd question it. Do they work together?
I mean,
do they have like inside work jokes?
Yeah. Let's assume Jessica is his cubicle mate.
Oh. Mm-hmm. I don't like it.
What about fantasy messaging? This was another one that came up that I hadn't ever heard that term before. But it is saying stuff like, oh, if we were just both single. Oh, could you imagine if we were both single?
Especially when you say it like that.
Oh.
Yeah. That's flirting with emotional cheating.
I was going to say, is it cheating, though?
It's flirting with emotional cheating.
How I box it is, like, anything that I can't really say in I feel like I couldn't say in front of my wife.
Correct.
I feel like that is skirting a line.
You're crossing, skirting a line, flirting with a line, blurring a line, yes.
Right, exactly.
Don't do it.
Exactly.
It's not good. It's going to hurt their feelings.
Having a secret friendship your partner doesn't know about.
I'm assuming with the
like
opposite sex or the sex you're attracted to.
Yeah.
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 No, you need to, your spouse, significant other needs to know all your friends.
And then some of these just, again, I feel like they just get obvious.
Okay.
Like secretly meeting someone one-on-one.
Yes, that's cheating.
I mean, unless it's a business deal.
If
which
there's some
still
sort
is
of
like,
flirty behavior or exchange with texts or glances, touches, conversations, all of it. No. No.
Keeping in touch with an ex without telling your partner.
Why, though?
Yeah, why?
What are we talking about?
What are you benefiting from that? Are there kids involved? If there are kids involved, okay. But is it just to keep up with what they're doing?
Right.
That's a little bit interesting.
Yeah.
Deleting messages.
No.
So your partner won't see them.
That's a red flag.
That's a red flag, isn't it?
Behavior that is not going to be acceptable in a relationship.
Putting someone, this was another a response, putting someone in your phone as a fake name.
Why do you need to give them a fake name?
Like, Jessica's actually, and this is going to cause too many problems, I'm just going to put her in as Brad.
Jessica is Brad.
So now,
Jessica and Brad are like, don't bring me into this.
You're like, why are you getting a message from Brad that has the hearty eyes kissy face emoji?
That could just open up.
Oh, Brad is just being Brad.
All new questions.
Yeah. These are the kind of like what counts as cheating. This is off a Reddit thread I found.
I think a good barometer is if it would hurt your feelings, if it was turned around and you saw things from that your significant other was doing, would it hurt your feelings? Would you question it? Would you feel jealous?
Yeah.
Then that should tell you right there.
Obviously, if you're on a dating app, just to quote, look, probably
come
not.
Come on, now we're not window shopping on dating apps we're in a relationship.
Obviously, talking with one person late into the night while hiding it from your partner.
No.
Yes, obviously.
No.
And then.
Do these people really have to ask these questions?
And then keeping an ongoing. A lot of these are like stories of, hey, I discovered my partner was keeping an ongoing flirtatious text conversation with somebody behind my back.
And that is how I found out they were cheating.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, that one's kind of hard to argue with. So, like I said, some of these are very obvious, but I think as the most general thing that we can like blanket, if we were to put a blanket like umbrella.
If you even start to wonder, is this cheating? Then yes.
Yeah. Like Victoria says, if you have to ask, it's a yes.
Correct.
There it is.
Yes. If it's not bona fide cheating yet, it's headed that way. So just don't do it.